A recent major report has identified two new risk factors for dementia: failing eyesight and high cholesterol. According to the Lancet Commission, addressing these health issues could potentially prevent nearly half of all dementia cases worldwide. The report highlights that middle-aged individuals and populations in poorer countries stand to benefit the most from mitigating these risks. As the global population ages, the number of people living with dementia is projected to increase significantly, potentially exceeding 153 million by the year 2050. Dementia, which often manifests as confusion and memory loss, is primarily caused by diseases like Alzheimer's that damage brain cells. While genetics play a significant role in an individual's risk for dementia, experts assert that approximately 45% of this risk is modifiable. Lead author Professor Gil Livingston from University College London emphasizes that it is never too early or too late to take preventive measures. She advocates for governments to address health inequalities and promote healthier lifestyles for all citizens. The researchers have proposed a comprehensive list of recommendations for countries to implement. These include increasing access to hearing aids for those with hearing loss, ensuring quality education for everyone, supporting smoking cessation efforts, encouraging physical activity, and addressing high blood pressure and cholesterol from midlife. Other suggestions involve tackling obesity early, reducing alcohol consumption, combating social isolation, screening for vision problems, and minimizing exposure to air pollution. Personal stories, such as that of Andy Watts, illustrate the emotional toll of dementia. After witnessing his father's decline due to Alzheimer's, Watts is motivated to adopt a healthier lifestyle to reduce his own risk. He acknowledges the importance of focusing on diet and exercise, particularly given his family's history of dementia and high cholesterol. This personal commitment reflects the report's findings that certain lifestyle changes can help mitigate the risk of developing dementia. While the report presents promising findings, some experts urge caution regarding the direct links between lifestyle factors and dementia. Professor Tara Spires-Jones from the University of Edinburgh notes that while the evidence is growing, it does not definitively establish causation. Additionally, Professor Charles Marshall from Queen Mary University London stresses that many risk factors are beyond individual control. Nonetheless, the report has been described as groundbreaking, as it challenges the misconception that dementia is an unavoidable consequence of aging and highlights the potential for lifestyle changes to enhance brain health.